how do you know that something is immoral? You switch the roles. Okay, that's what you do. You put the other person in your shoes, and you put yourself in their shoes, and you kind of see how that sounds. And if it doesn't sound too good, maybe you shouldn't say it. You know, maybe we should just be nice to each other. What's up, guys? Welcome to Let It Be Heard, where we are doers of the word, not hearers only. I'm your host, Jaden Hurd, and today we're about to see a weird lady say white in a weird way. It's weird. Long story short, we're one human race. Check out the video.
Hi there. You must be new to my account. I say white to remind people that white supremacy is everywhere. Because in order for true equality to happen, white supremacy has to be dismantled. And a lot of people are not even aware of their use of whiteness unless someone like me points it out by calling it white. In your case, you as a white woman telling an Asian woman how to speak on her account is a pretty white privileged mindset. Because I would have never thought to go to your account and say, hey, your face is really annoying. You should change your profile photo. I would never say that to you. Like, that would have never crossed my mind. Like, who am I to tell you that? And you should have awareness of your actions. You as a white woman telling me how to speak is tone policing.
Well, pause it real quick. She posted a video on TikTok, and you, at that point, if you open yourself up for like comments and likes, you have your comments turned on. You posted that and you said it in a very weird way. Of course, somebody's going to point it out. Like, you know what you're doing. It's not like it's just like a normal thing. And she even admitted that the reason she does it is because she wants to like make sure people understand that white supremacy is still a thing. And so obviously people are going to say something about it. And so I don't know why she's tripping. Like, what did you expect? Like, I don't know why she's acting surprised, but go ahead.
And that's a behavior that's very common among white women. You may have not intended that, but there are many white women who act exactly like you. So that's why I say white, to raise your awareness, because it's so ingrained in you, you may not realize it. And maybe next time when you're about to do the very same thing, my annoying white will ring in your ear and stop you. So you're welcome.
Man, this lady's delusional. She's a little crazy. Oh, man, that's funny, though. No, I thought it was a fair comment. It's not like she was, like, saying anything wild, like, as far as, like, oh, like, you're a literal racist, which she is. The woman didn't even say that. She just said, just say white people, or just say white, like literally, just speak English. Say normal things. I don't know, like, it's not really that big of a deal. Saying something is annoying, which it is annoying, by the way, it's not like the end of the world. And she just had the audacity to make like almost a 2-minute video response to that one sentence. It's just funny to me. I thought that was so funny. And she's like, don't come on my platform and tell me what to do. You know what? We kind of agree, okay? I'm sick of people coming on my platforms and taking my stuff down, and these big tech giants telling me what to say and what I can and can't say, which is why we highly recommend ExpressVPN. Have you guys ever wondered how free-to-access tech giants make all their money? Well, they do this by tracking your searches, your video history, everything you click on, and they build a huge profile on you with all that data, and they sell off all of your sensitive data. Now, when you use the ExpressVPN app on your phone or computer or your laptop, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address, and this makes your activity much more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cybercriminals. Now, what I like most about it is how easy it is to use. It just takes one click to protect all of your devices, and that's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by TechRadar. So, guys, the same big tech companies that are censoring us and telling us what to say are stealing our data. So let's fight back against this tyranny by going to expressvpn.com/RSBN. If you click that link, you get 3 months free of an annual subscription. Again, that is expressvpn.com/RSBN. Click that link, you get a 3-month subscription for free of an annual subscription, of course. So anyway, back to it. Yeah, this lady's off the bonkers. She's now made like a pretty much a new, I wouldn't say racial slur, but like, you know, she's come up with a new way to kind of make fun of white people. And I just, again, if the roles were reversed, I think we say this every video, if the roles were reversed and I was out here, I'm not going to do it because I'm a little stuffy, but I'm not like, if I just said that, did that same thing with Asian women, like how would that come across to, you know, my whole comment section would be full of hashtag stop Asian hate. That's what it would be. You know what I'm saying? It would be a bunch of people trying to cancel me. And so the role, if you switch, how do you know that something is immoral? You switch the roles. Okay. That's what you do. You put the other person in your shoes and you put yourself in their shoes and you kind of see how that sounds. And if it doesn't sound too good, maybe you shouldn't say it. You know, maybe we should just be nice to each other. Another thing about this lady is she seems to have some sort of victim mentality where she's just so oppressed and she's got to call out every bad thing like the Pharisees did. And there, she's all, she's just very mad while she's holding up her iPhone on her TikTok app, recording a video. She has all this time in her day to think about these things and respond to people on TikTok. Who's the privileged one? You know what I'm saying? Like we seem to complain a lot about things in this country. I think we're just really bored. I think this lady's just really bored. She has nothing going on. Maybe she has a husband. I hope she has a husband. And he's hard at work. He's bringing in some really good money. And she's just at home. She doesn't know what to do with her time. And so this is what she chooses to do. This is what I call first world issue problems, okay? Because she's complaining about white supremacy over here while holding up her $1,000 iPhone, while people across the ocean or in many areas of the world are complaining about oppression, and they don't have a $1,000 iPhone. They don't have TikTok installed on their iPhone. They don't get to sit in a couple $100,000 house with air conditioning and food and a pantry full of food and water and drinks and a microwave and stuff like this. This is not something that everybody gets to enjoy while also complaining about how they're oppressed, you know? So I kind of learned growing up, like, you know, maybe complaining isn't the best thing to do. And we should be thankful. You know, Thanksgiving just happened. Not even kidding. What, 4 days, 5 days ago from this recording? And, you know, obviously, lady hasn't learned her lesson. You know, maybe we need to be thankful for the things that we do have. And is there oppression in this world? Sure. I mean, who cares, right? But if you're going to let that take over your time, take over your mind, if that's just going to take up all the space that you're thinking about all the time, then good luck being happy. Good luck having any kind of joy, you know? As a matter of fact, I just came from Ken Ham's Creation Museum of the Noah's Ark. And he talked about how, well, he didn't, but one of his staff members talked about, did a lecture on racism, the Christian response to racism. And it was so good because they basically laid it out as we are all the same race. We all come from Adam and Eve, right? One race. And we come from there, that line, that's where we come from, right? And so it's odd to me, like how we separate over something that really doesn't even matter. We're all the same. Right? You know, it's weird how the world finds things to separate us and then we just fall for it. We eat it up, right? There's no such thing as a white person. There's no such thing as a black person. We're all just a shade of brown. Ultimately, that's what we are. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. So I don't see why we should divide over this. This should be something that we unify. We're all one race, the human race, you know? So I don't understand how that's a hot take. But I guess nowadays in 2023, you got to have something to complain about. And if someone attacks that, then, you know, your victim radar goes off and you start squealing, you know. So anyway, pray for this lady. And also, I like that comment by that white lady. That was, yeah, it's good. Like, it's annoying. You know, if somebody did that with my name or something, like, that'd be annoying. Like, who says that? Who does that? And there's no way she talks like that in real life. That's obviously her spiel on TikTok. But anyway, thank you guys for watching this video. Have a good rest of your week and God bless. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. Be sure to check me out on Instagram, TikTok, and X. And be sure to hit that follow button and that join button. It'll take you over to our local channel where you can further support the show and get access to additional content. And if you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. God bless.